Introduction. Intelligence drives multi-domain operations, and multi-domain operations enable intelligence. FM2O focuses on the role of intelligence during operations by Army forces and is closely nested with the operational doctrine in FM3O operations. Together, FM3O and FM2O take an important step forward to drive change in Army culture and prepare for multi-domain operations across the Army strategic contexts. Since the formation of the Continental Army, intelligence support to operations has been critical in winning the nation's conflicts. Effective intelligence then, now, and in the future is characterized as timely, relevant, accurate, and predictive, facilitating planning, decision-making, and targeting. Collaborative with other warfighting functions to complement and reinforce effects against threat formations. Providing effective intelligence is becoming more challenging as operations become more complicated. The current operational environment, OE, is dynamic, complex, and shaped by the intersection of worldwide trends driven by globalization, technology, climate change, shifting geopolitics, and varying stages of conflict and resolution. The nation's adversaries are increasing capability, challenging Army forces to achieve enduring advantages, conduct integrated deterrence, and sustain active campaigning. Intelligence must encompass the entirety of the OE. Intelligence professionals must understand the land, maritime, air, space, and cyberspace domains, as well as the human, information, and physical dimensions to be effective. This level of understanding is critical to enable a commander's visualization and decision-making during competition below armed conflict, crisis, and armed conflict. Commanders drive the intelligence warfighting function. The commander and staff continuously employ and sustain intelligence capabilities, shifting intelligence support as necessary to accomplish the mission. The G2/S2 is the intelligence warfighting function expert and advises the commander on intelligence capacities, capabilities, authorities, staff integration, certification, training, and employment. Effective intelligence requires collaboration among the commander, the G2/S2, the staff, and supporting intelligence unit commanders. Each successive chapter in this publication builds on the fundamentals established in the previous chapters. FM2O discusses many aspects of intelligence support, including the commander and staff's role within intelligence, intelligence staff activities, and how MI units conduct intelligence operations as part of information collection. The last two chapters discuss a key theme, fighting for intelligence, the struggle to provide intelligence on uncooperative and determined threats. FM2O encompasses 8 chapters and 5 appendixes. Chapter 1 presents the fundamentals of Army intelligence doctrinal constructs. Chapter 2 discusses intelligence within multi-domain operations. Chapter 3 discusses integrating and synchronizing intelligence into operations. Chapter 4 discusses intelligence within the Army strategic contexts. Chapter 5 discusses how the intelligence staff provides intelligence support to the commander and staff. Chapter 6 addresses intelligence operations, emphasizing the command and control C2 of MI units. Intelligence operations conducted by MI units follow the Army's framework for exercising C2, the operations process. Chapter 6 also provides intelligence operations guidelines and task organizing considerations. Chapter 7 discusses intelligence staffs and units from theater army to the battalion level, as well as their intelligence collection and all-source intelligence capabilities. Chapter 8 discusses fighting for intelligence during large-scale combat operations. It emphasizes the intelligence challenge, different information requirements, overcoming some information collection challenges, and the continuous nature of information collection. Appendix A addresses considerations that G2/S2s must address when operating as part of a joint task force or multinational force. Appendix B lists the intelligence warfighting function tasks, including their descriptions. Appendix C describes force projection operations and the required intelligence support. Appendix D discusses intelligence provisions and authorities. Appendix E discusses the considerations for language support. This publication uses the term threat, which includes all enemies and adversaries that are a part of the OE. Uses the word theater to indicate theater of operations. refers to elements of intelligence staff organizations by the name used for them in tables of organization and equipment. When task organized in a command post, these organizations fulfill the role of staff elements as described in FM60. Introduces acronyms at their first use in the front matter of this publication, preface and introduction, and again in the body of the publication, chapters 1 through 8 and appendixes A, C, D, and E. Appendix B can be treated as a standalone appendix, therefore acronyms and definitions have been reintroduced.